to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women, hosted by Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington. We are lucky to have with us the director of PANARI, an organization that works with young people that are just about to leave college, especially women and girls, in empowering them through providing them with access to business opportunities. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Tinotenda. Tinotenda, we saw the First Lady of America, Michelle Obama, and the former First Lady of America, Lady Laura Bush, calling on the U.S. government to commit their full support towards some of the YALI fellows, especially women that were here on the YALI program that just concluded. We also saw the U.S. government pledging more than $200 million that they say will be committed to programs that will empower more than 1 million people in Africa, especially women and girls. What's your take on this announcement?
It's a welcome development, and it shows the level of commitment that the First Lady and the former First Lady have towards development of Africa, especially with regards to the progress of women in Africa. As a young woman who participated in YALI, I am excited about the opportunities that will be made available to us, and I think that it's a good step in a positive direction.
Tell us a little bit about the project that you are doing in Zimbabwe, especially paying particular emphasis to how you're helping women and girls.
Right now, there's an organization called PANARI, which operates at the University of Zimbabwe and Midland State University. And there we work with university students to prepare them for the workplace or to enable them to start their own enterprises. So we have a special focus on young women. And in terms of recruitment, most of the times we will recruit more women. We have a special bias towards women. We recruit more women than men in the program so that we award more opportunities to young women, as they are usually marginalized when it comes to opportunities regarding entrepreneurship and development. And then out of the YALI experience, there's a partnership that came about with other YALI fellows from Botswana, Zambia, Kenya, and Ghana, where we're going to be increasing access to educational resources to students from poor backgrounds who are very brilliant. So we are working in partnership with Wikipedia, and we are going to be providing offline support of resources to students who do not have access to internet services. So in that regard, we are going to be focusing more on the girl child as well as providing educational resources to the boy child. But we will also be working towards improving access to education to young girls.
For those who would like to access your services, where can they find you?
They can contact us at www.panari.org. They can send an email on tpasti@panari.org. Or they can call me on 263-778-836-941.
And also, just going back to the YALI Fellowship itself here in Washington, what would you say was your takeaway from the experience that you gained here and what you're seeing on the ground? Do you think some of the projects that you want to do there, especially for women, can be implemented? Because we saw some of the fellows saying it's all good to come here, but sometimes it's very hard when you do go back to your home country to implement some of the projects that you want to do.
I think anything that you'd want to do in life will come with its own challenges. But I do think it's very feasible. Well, obviously, there's need for a lot of financial support regarding the implementation of such projects, but it's something that is visible. I think our environment is supporting the specific project that we are particularly focusing on, which is increasing access to educational resources to young people. I think it's a very visible thing to implement here in Zimbabwe. Right now, the one thing that would definitely maybe would act as a hindrance is access to adequate financial resources where we can scale up the project to as many schools as possible.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Tinotenda Pasi, for having been our guest on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women.
Thank you so much for having me.
The Women's Forum was hosted by Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington.